Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read The Narrow Road Between Desires page by page and then have a chat about it. This is page 171. So much of this was easy. Hearts were easier to read than books. Glamour wasn't that much more than making sure folks saw the thing they already had plans to see. And making fools think of foolish folk was hardly cunning grammary. But this? Convincing someone of a truth they were too twisted up to see? How could Bass begin to loosen such a knot? It was baffling, these creatures, fraught and frayed in their desire. A snake would never poison itself. These folk made an art of it. They wrapped themselves in fears and wept at being blind. It was infuriating. It was enough to break a heart. So Bass took the easy way. It's part of the charm, he lied. When you give it to her, you have to tell her that you made it for her because you love her. The boy looked uncomfortable, as if he were trying to swallow a stone. It's the only way for it to work properly, Bass said firmly. And if you want the magic to be strong, you need to tell her that you love her every day, once in the morning and once at night. That's the page. I'm Patrick.
I'm Vinny.
And I'm Bill. I don't think I'm emotionally ready for this page.
Yeah. So this is very sweet. It's, I think the obvious implication is that the difficult part would be to convince Reich that his mother would wear it because he gave it to her. So he makes up this bit about, oh, it's part of the charm. If you tell her this, then she'll wear it all the time.
Well, the insight...
Which, I mean, doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt, but it's not because of magic.
The insight that Bast has into humanity, you know, we get a shift in perspective where we see him as a fae creature observing a human child. And all of our, foibles, let's say, or failings, whatever you want to call it. But then he views it as a problem that he needs to resolve and untie as a knot, and sees that emotion is the best way to manipulate the situation.
Well, what he has to untie is just Reich's own hang up about it. Right? He's not, I just want to make sure I understand you correctly. Like, he's not trying to untie all of humanity's issues emotion and desire.
I went a long, I definitely took a long route.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it is really poignant and on the nose even, right? A snake would never poison itself, but these folk made an art of it. I mean, I have struggled with stuff like that only in the aftermath can you see, wait, I've done a lot of this to myself. You see friends go through it in all kinds of scenarios where, you know, they've sort of been the mechanism of their own destruction and whatever it is they're trying to do. And you can't actually help them. You can't actually pull them out of it. They've got to come through it themselves for whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to watch someone you love go through that.
And I think he's dead on, right? He says it was infuriating. It was enough to break a heart. Like, it's both of those at the same time.
Absolutely.
And then it's also fascinating to consider that to Bast, it's baffling the human condition, right? Just to put more of a highlight on the differences between the two.
Right? Yeah, I think so. He says these creatures fraught and frayed in their desire, and I think the implication there is that humans build up all these other stories rather than going directly at their desire or choosing directly between one or the other. Whereas Bast, as a fey creature, the one we're most familiar with anyway, seems to seems to get over it pretty quickly in terms of reconciling what he wants to do, what his desire is. And then once he's decided, he goes straight at it. I think that's the implied difference here. Do you read it differently?
No. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, I was just saying, yeah, no, I agree. I think it's just these people are so different from Faye. They don't go for their true desire. They have all these conflicting desires, and that is just so alien to Bast. And he is, making a study of the people of the town, almost, it seems like.
So if we could say, how many of the Fae, of the folk, have we met? Florian?
Yeah, Bast. I was going to say two confirmed, Florian and Bast.
Right, and then possibly...
I think there's a pretty good chance Brayden is Fae. It depends how you count the Chandrian. It depends. Lots of people think the Tinkers are Fae. There's debate about that.
Yeah. All right, well, let's stick to the ones we know for sure.
So no ones we know for sure, we got Florian and Bast, and...
They behave in the same manner?
I guess, do you count the Cathay? I would say it's its own thing. It's a creature in the Fae, but it's not a Fae creature.
Well, then what else could it be?
It's its own thing.
I mean, there's only the two realms, right? Like, you were either created of the Faean realm.
Well, it is... Huh. I don't know if it was created in the Faean realm, but it is in the Faean realm, certainly. I think there's a difference between something that's in the Faean realm and something that is Fae.
Sure. Like
the Skrael are not
in the Faean realm, but he's not Fae.
The Skrael are certainly an example. Human
world.
Did either of you hear each other?
No.
No, I missed it. But that's okay.
I think you actually said the same thing if I was keeping up.
All right. Cool. Point for you, Pat.
And point for you, Vin.
I just like that meme of Spider-Man pointing out the other Spider-Man.
So I want to go to the top of the page, if you'll indulge me for a minute.
Back to the page.
Glamour wasn't that much more than making sure folks saw the thing they already had plans to see. Okay, got that one. That seems to match our understanding of glamour. And making fools of foolish folk was hardly cunning grammary.
Oh, yeah, there's some verse.
So there's verse, which is interesting because maybe that is something of Bast's inner narration, right? But making fools of foolish folk, when is that happening as grammary? When is that making something that it is? Changing?
Right. Because they're already... Because we decided that grammary was making something be or making something more of what it is, right?
I think it's itself. Just a play on the definition of grammary. It's just like, oh, you're making foolish folk fools. So you're making the foolish folk be fools. I think it's just a play on that. I don't think it's really supposed to be anything.
See, I actually read it as like fool's gold, as sort of a loose insinuation there, but I like your read better.
Yeah, I agree with that, Pat, for sure. He's just basically, it's this is no big thing. Nothing to be impressed about.
Oh, sorry. So it's just building off of the notion of so much of this was easy. The grammary I have done has not been hard grammary, basically.
I think just grammary in general is not hard to him. The way they describe it is like to the Fae, glamoury and grammary are just almost second nature. They almost don't even consider it magic.
But the foolish folk are the people around him, right?
Yeah.
So it's in this setting, it's not even beginning to be challenging.
Sure.
I always thought that grammary was more challenging than glamoury for some reason. In my mind, it seemed like, illusion. I think of glamoury as illusionary magic.
Essentially, yeah.
And grammoury is more of like, evocation? Whatever. So, yeah, sure.
I would consider it kind of the fairy equivalent of artificing, artificery.
Okay. Yeah.
Artificing. Okay. Yeah. How artificing. Do you say that?
Yeah. Yeah. Any more thoughts?
Bass tells Reich when he first tells him, "Hey, you have to give it to her, and you have to tell her that you made it for her because you love her." The boy looked uncomfortable, as if he were trying to swallow a stone. He's just had all of this, you know, release and anger and doubt and everything, and now the actual kind of leaden weight of what's in front of him is here. Right, that's why he's having trouble actually swallowing what's in front of him. Like, no, wait, no, now I actually have to walk through this. And this is the person I'm walking through this for.
And he might be a boy who those types of words are difficult to come by.
Yeah. And I frequently boys of this age have difficulty expressing their emotions. I certainly did at that age.
Maybe. I think it's more he's getting sort of poked in a soft spot, right? His mom is the thing he's trying to protect. And so now Bast is going sort of straight at that vulnerability, I guess, maybe is a way to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, we should find out what he has to say about it.
Tomorrow?
On another
narrow page.
Narrow
page.
Page.